Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Israel's attack yesterday on the leaders of Hamas has caused what I believe is a paradigm shift. This is after nearly 2 years of war, of trying to negotiate with Hamas, of Qatar giving them a safe and very luxurious place to live. Of course, what follows is international condemnation. It's a violation of sovereign space. It's a violation of international law. Pretty much the only thing I see Israel not being accused of is performance-enhancing drugs. But either way, let's try and understand if there is validity, if there is basis on what to accuse Israel. Anne Hertzberg is a legal advisor of NGO Monitor. And a very good morning to you. We were going to be talking to you about a completely different subject. We were going to talk about the fact that the UK has declared that there's no evidence of genocide in Gaza. But let's put that completely aside because that is so yesterday. Let's talk about today. Give us your reaction to what Israel did and the accusations around it.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly extraordinary what Israel did, striking it at Doha, the Hamas leaders there, particularly because the United States has a military base there. But also when I heard the news, I couldn't help think, you know, just a few months ago, Iran also attacked Doha.
Oh, yes, there's that. I forgot about that.
So I find that, yeah, it's quite extraordinary. Within a few months, we have both Iran and Israel attacking Qatar. But I think that actually speaks to the central role that Qatar has been playing in this conflict. And it's been trying to play both sides for many years. It's playing this double game. It's been harboring the Hamas terrorists. It's been funding anti-Israel incitement and psyops and all this information warfare against Israel for many decades. And so, it's certainly not surprising what happened. I find the condemnations to be quite rich, given that no one complained, you know, most of those countries didn't complain. Certainly the Gulf countries didn't complain when Hamas invaded Israel or when Iran was shooting ballistic missiles at Israel and violating Israeli territory. I didn't really hear much condemnation. And in terms of the Western leaders, what I find most preposterous is for many years, and certainly since October 7th, they've done nothing to tell Qatar to get rid of these people, to arrest Hamas leaders, hand them over for prosecution if they didn't want them killed. They have an international legal obligation to do that under many international laws, including numerous Security Council resolutions, and they did nothing. So it's quite ridiculous now to hear them complaining and attacking Israel.
It is remarkable that they could have handed them over. But look, we've seen this before. We've seen this years ago with Entebbe. We've seen it, I think it was Elon Levy pointed out Argentina with, with the arresting of Nazi war criminals. Israel's accused fairly frequently in its history of violating other people's space, but there doesn't seem to be the same concern about Israel's space as you mentioned.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's the same old double standards. But I think what's become most shocking, you know, again, since the war and particularly in the past year, is the extent to which certain Western countries, and let's call them out, France, the UK, Australia, Canada, maybe less so for France, but certainly Canada, Australia, and the UK were sort of the backbone of Western security alliances and the battle against terrorism. And, you know, these countries have completely lost their minds to pander to certain domestic constituencies. And in terms of France, let's talk about how the fact that they attacked Mali several years ago to wipe out terrorists And again, I didn't hear anyone crying about France violating Mali's sovereignty
Well,
for
I
the
think.
exact same operation. So, it's just these countries, we're fighting a world war. There's news today that Russian drones entered Polish airspace yesterday, and we're clearly in a world war. And, at some point, these countries that are fence sitters and wishy-washy, are going to have to make a choice, because pretty soon those drones are going to be going to London and Paris and elsewhere in the West. So it's time now to make a choice and act.
I was just thinking that wasn't Osama bin Laden killed in 2011 by the US in Pakistan?
Yeah, 100%. No, and no one was complaining.
I just
There's
find
so
it
many
like
examples. There's
it's
so many
bizarre. It's
examples.
bizarre. Look, the truth is that I think what we've become quite good at separating, and maybe not always, but separating the political theater from substance. And what I saw from the United States yesterday was required political theater. They could say the words just didn't match what they were saying.
Yeah, I mean that also was ridiculous. Everybody knows Israel had to have coordinated it with the United States. They would not attack Qatar, where there's a huge US military base, and not tell them. I mean that does not pass the smell test.
Right. Well,
It's ridiculous.
and how did the planes get there? Where did they fly over?
Exactly. You'd have to fly over Saudi Arabia or other countries. So to say that no one knew this was coming, and the Qataris, I am sure, knew it was coming as
I
well.
have no
So
doubt.
you're absolutely right. It's 100% theater. And this is also why the Middle East conflict persists, is because these countries continue to play this stupid theater, when if they would just be straight up, they're all happy Israel attacked Iran a few months ago. They're all happy Hamas is being taken down. So stop playing games.
And the
It's
argument
just ridiculous.
and the argument that they were there, they were gathered to negotiate the ceasefire deal.
Yeah, I mean, also preposterous. And honestly, those officials in Qatar, one wonders how much control they have over what's going on in the ground of, on the ground of Gaza, because we don't really know who's in charge right now in Gaza. Who is the Hamas leadership right now in Gaza? How is it even functioning? And so it's unclear if anyone in Qatar has significant control or the ability to get the hostages released. It's unknown. And also they and if they were negotiating, they've had multiple chances. Donald Trump gave them a warning several days ago that this was the final chance, and so if they were really serious, they would have taken it then. So again, I think this is another argument used for deflection and to attack Israel.
Yeah, there's little doubt. The reality, the sad reality, though, is it probably did place and does place the hostages in an even more precarious situation. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with that. I do agree with that. Please God, they'll be okay, but it's such a terrible situation. They weren't getting the thing that it's so that is just heartbreaking and infuriating is Hamas is never going to let all the hostages go. Why would they do that?
That's the only
It's not
leverage
in
they
their
have.
interest to do it. And that's the reality that people can't face. So
Do you think
it's
that,
an awful situation.
just in terms of what does international law actually say about this?
About attacking Qatar? Yeah, I mean, I think it's totally legal under international law. You have, first of all, you have You have Security Council Resolution 1373, which is taking all measures to stop terrorism. That's under Chapter 7 of the UN Security Council, so that's binding. So you have that. You have the fact that the leaders of Hamas and Qatar were involved in planning October 7th, which was an act, besides, you know, being atrocities, war crimes, genocide, crimes against humanity, all of these international crimes, it was also a declaration of war on Israel. It launched a war on Israel. And Qatar has been sheltering them and has been unwilling to give them up. And so by sheltering these people, Qatar is violating, you know, is essentially been a party to the conflict by sheltering these people. So Israel was completely justified in doing what it was doing. It gave multiple warnings about it. I don't think they have a legal case to make that's, you know, Israel did something wrong.
That is where we leave it for now. Anne Herzberg, thank you as always, talking about Israel's attack on Hamas leadership in Qatar.